All right, let's get to business on a Tuesday, or as I call it, 48 hours before Saratoga. Nope, that's not the right button.
Wow.
What a drop.
Yeah, I know. That's my bad, David. But very nice job by Rieger and Mark Ryan. And we're going to build off of something they did at 3 o'clock regarding the Lions. But I do want to open with not only 48 hours from Saratoga, but I want to start with a little bit of Tiger talk. And nothing hyperbolic, nothing crazy. But I want to know if you're feeling what I'm feeling, which is, okay, they've lost 7 out of 8. I don't freak out about stuff like that. I mean, let me give you some evidence. I mean, A.J. Hinch got a World Series with a team that had 3 6-game losing streaks and still won 104 games. I'm not freaking out.
Right.
But it's okay to talk about it now, unless you're part of the payroll media. Like, it's okay to talk about these. It's sports. The 7 out of 8 games, what I'm going to argue is the following. You're getting a taste of the playoffs. And you go, well, wait a minute. The Rangers aren't that good. The Pirates blow. Seattle's fringy. No. You're getting a taste of playoff pitching. And your lineup wilting under the pressure. And could you say, okay, Tigers, Rico's nailed this. I think Rico's right. I hate saying that, but it's true. Happy Tuesday.
I wore this just for you.
48 hours, Saratoga.
I wore this just for you, buddy.
I know. but they don't look focused. They know they've got a big lead. Now, look, I'm not an alarmist. Has Cleveland picked up 5 games on you? Yes. Wake me if they pick up another 5. But here's my question to the fans, Rico. And again, last I checked, questions are okay, unless it's like the People's Republic of North Korea.
You're allowed, and it's not, oh, you're being a, of course you wait till now to be all concerned. No. Well,
they lost 7 of 8, but also I've never viewed you as a World Series team or the favorite for the World Series. Yeah. So I have a right to say these things. I think you're good. You're absolutely going to make the playoffs. But what's more true? The first 40 games or the last 40? Essentially, the Tigers over the last 40 games are a 500 team. They're 20-20. No, not
that is a 500 team.
Yes. But the first 40, 50 games of the year, you were, in fact, the best team in baseball. What's more true? Now, more true is not absolute. It's not 100% zero. I need you to go Spirited Detroit here. One hand is slightly higher than the other. 51%, 49%. Right. What's more true, and are you developing a growing concern amidst this little bump in the road that it might foretell more struggles? It's a question and a conversation. There's no yelling. There's no declarative statements. I want to talk to you guys about this. Rico, feel free to attack any of that.
No, it's not an attack. Mike, I would go 51%. If I'm the Spirit of Detroit, I'm 51%. The last 40 games are who you are. The first, 60 games, it was like hitting chaos. It was everything that the voodoo was last year with the pitching chaos. It was hitting chaos. It was a different gym class hero every day coming up to the plate and driving in a run. So much so, Javi Baez was a starter in the All-Star game. No one had that predicted at the beginning of the year. Like, everything that could go right did. Torque all of a sudden just looked like he was going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame. Like, everything was going right. A different person stepped up to the plate. It didn't matter that Riley Green was striking out because he was crushing home runs. And now you've come back to the pack. You've come back to your average. You've come back to the team that we all thought that you were. So I would say 51% of the last 40 games where you're 20-20, where, you know, there's some games where you still get the, you know, that guy like the Vierling who won you the game that kept you from
Sunday
going.
Night.
Yeah, that kept you from being an 8-game losing streak or 7-game losing streak. You have that guy step up, but it's more the 20-20 where you got some guys, but you don't have stars. This team does. Outside of Skubal, and maybe you can convince me, Riley Green, they don't have like bona fide stars like you see on other teams.
No, it's about playoff believability as well. That's the other thing. And look, I think it's okay to have some doubts with that, but I want to hear from you guys on it. Look, I'm fine if you tell me you think they're the best team and, you know, the last 40 games has been unnaturally altered by the losing streak. That's fine. But I need reasons because, look, the trade deadline's looming and I don't know what you, the fan, feels. I don't know what percentage of you feels anything. It's a very weird place to be where, look, I have my opinions, but they don't mean anything. I mean, I would like a right-handed bat and two relievers. Oh, well, that's going to cost a lot. Yes, I am aware. I'm trying to win a World Series. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's up to you guys. You know, look, when you're facing, you got a break in Texas. You didn't face DeGrom and Eovaldi scratched. Two of their top three didn't pitch. And you were very fortunate to take a game. But your offense scored, what, three runs in two games? Mm-hmm. You know, Seattle dominated you, bludgeoned your bullpen. And when you look at Pittsburgh yesterday, look, you're going to say it's Paul Skeens. I'm going to say that was his B-minus stuff. I've watched several of Skeens' starts. That was not A-list Skeens. Velocity's down. The stuff, the performance, the location, he's still filthy. But that's not his A game, and he toyed with you. So, I again, that's playoff pitching. So, what do you make of the last eight games? What do you make of the last 40? And as you move towards the deadline, where are you at with this team? Do you still believe they're the best team in baseball, or do you believe the last 40 games is more indicative of who they are? No, they're better than a 500 team. I think we know that, but they're certainly not a 25 games over team. Of course, the truth lies in the middle. But if I'm going to say, Rico, no, the first 60 games, then you believe they're a 110 win team. Well, I didn't then and I don't now. No. Rico, you would make fun of me because I wouldn't alter my win prediction of 90 plus.
Right, you wouldn't go to 91.
I just don't want to. It's kind of, but again, they'll probably creep in a couple games over, but I would like to think people have let go of the Seattle Mariners discussion, the 0-1 Mariners, who, by the way, didn't win anything. But let's talk about it. 248-539-9797. And as we hurtle towards the deadline, I know what the broadcast did this weekend on the TV side, basically mocking people who want to make trades or strawmanning it. Oh, yeah, we'll just go get these top three closers. No one said that. You don't need to twist things. We can just be adults.
Right.
When Bob Nightingale says the Twins are shopping their top two relievers, it's okay to do 10 minutes of radio, inform the people, and go, look, if you want one of them, it's going to be costly.
Yeah.
They're under team control. But, man, a guy like Griffin Jacks could really help you.
If you get a swing and miss type of reliever, and then maybe that's where AJ just says, okay, you know what? I know I kind of put people in different spots. No more of that. You're going to be the setup guy. You're the closer.
Hell, look at last night. You got closed out by two guys you would want to go and get,
right,
including Bednar. So, I just, David, Kenny, where are you guys at with it? I know there's a multitude of questions in there, but I wanted to keep it a little bit more open-ended. They've lost 7 out of 8. The division is not in peril. The division's also terrible. What's more true, what they were or what they are?
I think it's more what they were is probably closer to the truth because I genuinely don't see them being this bad. But it also, all these issues right now highlight exactly what you need to do come the deadline. And I think we had the discussion maybe a month ago about what does this team need to add the most? And when do you expect to know what this team actually is? And I think all of our answers were pretty much around the trade deadline, right? I think you said August 1st. And I think that's exactly what it is. And I think that's when you're going to learn the most about this team. But I think they are that good as they were before. This, I think, is just a bump in the road, but it does highlight exactly what you need to add at the deadline.
Yeah. But Kenny, you didn't answer it. What do you want them to?
I want them to add bullpen help. Every team's going to – but the problem with that, though, is we've talked about this too. Every team at the deadline is going to – that actually has aspirations of pushing for a World Series run.
Yep.
That's what they're going to be adding too. The Dodgers are going to want to add that. The Yankees are going to want to add that. The Blue Jays are going to want to add that. Every team that you might see on your path to a World Series is going to want to add that.
And I'm not going to freak out. I don't want to be an alarmist. But I think when you go a quarter of a season, right, so most pitchers are going to give you about 28 starts. Very rarely do guys get into the 30s anymore, right? So Jack Flaherty's last seven starts. Let's talk about this. 0-4. Don't care about the pitcher record. Good. I don't either. Because Paul Skeens is like 1-50.
Right.
Jack Flaherty's got an ERA of 7.79. He hasn't been the same. His location is all over the place. Look, I think Flaherty's entering concern territory. Not panic, but concern. That's okay to talk about that. If I said to you at the start of the year, look, you've got Skubal, Flaherty, Olson, Mize, you'd be like, okay. Well, right now, would you start Jack Flaherty in game 2 of a playoff series?
No.
I wouldn't. So that's a concern, right?
No, because all you're doing at that point is saying, okay, well, we'll be 1-1 in game 3, knowing you're probably going to lose game 2. I mean, seriously.
You're putting it very bluntly, but yes. Here's the other thing. We're kind of running out of time on the Alex Cobb thing. Remember a month ago, Kenny, I brought up I'm not panicking about starters. I don't even consider it a need because we'll get a look at Cobb before the deadline, etc. You know, TikTok, it's July 22nd. That's the easiest $15 million that's ever been earned, huh? And by the way, shout out Jack Flaherty. It's good to have a good agent.
Oh, yeah.
He just got a $10 million vested option next year by pitching last night, his 16th start of the year. That means next year, if he doesn't opt out, and by the way, if you're rocking an ERA of near 5 on the year and near 8 your last 7, you're not opting out of making $20 million next year.
Where are you going? If I'm going to say, where are you going?
Right. So, you know, look, it's okay to bring that up. That doesn't mean he's a complete disaster. No one said that. But there are concerns here. And I do think they're closer to the last 40 games than the first 60. Notice I said the word closer. I think they are absolutely an above 500 team. Duh. We talked about a 90-win pace. But I do think the last 40 games is kind of a reality check to what Rico called the hitting chaos or whatever it may be. Look at the month of July, guys. Want to go up and down the order? Very few guys are playing well.
And as you said, last couple of games, you're going up against playoff-type pitchers. This is kind of a glimpse of what your October is going to look like.
That's why I never let go of that desire for another bat in the order, a right-handed bat. And look, I'm not able to have, you know, Roberto Clemente descend from the clouds. I don't know who the difference-making bat would be. I do know, though, that you pay people to identify names that aren't in articles or aren't sitting, in Bob Nightingale's brain. And your job is to go and get them. And see the availability and the cost of acquisition, et cetera.
So no Roger Clemens in the box?
We're not doing that. Roger! No, it's just, it's okay to have those conversations. So, look, I want to know where you're at with it. Tigers have lost 7 out of 8 now. 500 team over the last 40. What's more real? The last 40 or the first 60? And is it driving your desire for this team to make some moves at the deadline? 248-539-9797. All right, just getting started on a Tuesday, a.k.a. 48 hours from Saratoga. Look, I think we're going to get to some Lions a little later, but I did want to open with the Tigers. Level-headed. I don't think any of it's hyperbole. There's no yelling. There's no heavy declarations. But when your team loses 7 out of 8, and I think there's a theme, I think it's okay to talk about it when you're in the walk-up to the trade deadline. And it's a question of A, no, I don't think the real Tigers are a 1-7 baseball team, but I think in totality, over a 40-game spread, being a 500 team that you've been, yeah, I think that's more true than being a 25 games over type thing. I do. That's not an insult.
Right.
But they do have needs. And as you see the lineup falter, and you look at month-long struggles, and you look at playoff pitching and what it's doing to your lineup, when you look at the bullpen, look, I want to know where you're at with it and what is your need for these things to be addressed? Because here's the thing. No one person, not me, not Rico, not a play-by-play or color analyst on a broadcast, not one person dictates how an entire fan base feels. That's very rare. You guys get to determine it as a paying customer. That's what sports is about.
Yeah, what you hope is that, as I like to call it, the hitting chaos doesn't just fall off the cliff the way the pitching chaos did, where all of a sudden it was working, and then it just stopped against the Guardians, and you had nothing. And then you had to go out there and generate some offense, and guys were kind of looking at each other, giving them each other that Tayshaun Prince shrug, like, who, me? What? The hitting was outstanding, Mike. It was like a different guy every night. Was that guy stepping up to the plate and just getting that key hit, whether it was a home run, whether it was a single, sacrifice fly, you took an extra base. You found ways to score a lot of runs, and that's what got you this gigantic lead. And now it's come back to the pack, and you kind of look like the team that I thought you were going to be. I do. You're good. You're better than a 500 team, but I think you're closer to that 20-20 than you are to the first 60 games.
Yeah, and look, you know, I'm only bringing up the starting pitching thing just because when you combine the fact that Alex Cobb is yet to pitch, and then when you add Jack Flaherty, his last seven games is rocking an ERA of near eight. Look, I can understand if people call about the pitching, but if I tier this out, bullpen by far and away. You know, I think the starting pitching is the least of your worries. Therefore, the bullpen would help the most when you link those two together. But a right-handed bat has to be a part of this equation. You know, if you go into the playoffs, Zach McKinstry is not a good third baseman. You can talk about an all-star team because 12 people said they didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And defensively, look, McKinstry can play adequately at a number of positions, but he's not a good third baseman. You know, you can do a playoff series. Are we leaning on things like that, or should we address it?
In the hierarchy of things, I would put starting pitching at number three, Mike, but it's close. It's like one of your horse races. They're neck and neck coming down the stretch where if maybe the strategy is to go get somebody to pair with Skubal so that you have that 1-2 punch in the playoffs that could kind of get you jump-started to a 2-0 lead, and then you kind of wait until one of those guys come back around again to close it out.
Yeah, there's a chance. Look, I'm not saying this is what's happening. I'm saying, is there a can you guarantee me Alex Cobb pitches and pitches well this year?
I'm to the point now because we haven't seen him yet, and the deadline is coming up. I can't count on it.
Can you guarantee me Jack Flaherty's back and otherwise are 100% full go?
No.
Or Flaherty turns it around to be something that he just may not be again?
No.
Okay. Then credit you. You can talk about. Look, I'm offering people options.
No, right.
There's no yelling.
So, yes, if they came out and they didn't get their reliever, but they got a starting pitcher who was a number two.
By the way, shout out Ryan Day, noted Saratoga fan. He was on Fox this weekend at the track.
That's your
noted horse guy.
That's your
I'm going to let the beard die go. He's one of us.
You out the store buying it for him. Here you go.
Buddy. Honestly, I'll apply it for him. Noted horse fan, Ryan Day. See, carry on. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Mike, I hear what you're saying, and I think, Rico, I think you're right. Yes, the starting pitching is something to look at.
Because, David, if you can get a solid number two,
mm-hmm.
you got the best pitcher. I mean, if you can go into a playoff series and get that 2-0 lead, you're in command. And now, even if you have to wait to the back end for those two to pitch again, you can walk away with a series.
Yeah, but the other problem that I have, and it's why hitting is important to me, is because I can't rely on Kerry Carpenter. He's hurt right now. He may be hurt again. I can't count on McKinstry. I can't count on Veerling. So I think adding something to that lineup, I think it would take you into another level with this team. That would stretch the lineup just a little bit more, and then I can worry about pitching later. Now, this is the perfect time for this team to do this. This is the perfect time because now Scott Harris can go out there, truly evaluate his team, and get what he needs at the deadline. I would hate as a Tiger fan for this to happen August 1st, where you're struggling like this.
Because on surface,
I'm already, bullpen was already for me, number one. That's just huge bullet point. But they need a bat.
But I'm telling you, look, and I hope to be proven wrong, and I'm just offering you an opinion. I don't think this will be a front office that's going to do a bunch of bold stuff. I think they have a plan. I think they stick to their plan. I do think the term long-term competitiveness has been woven through any of their forward-facing commentary. I think they will do a Trajan Langdon better in the margins thing. Hope I'm wrong. Want to be wrong. But no, I'm not going to expect a huge blockbuster. I'm not. I mean, I expect them to add, but yeah, I just, Rico, listen.
It's starting to look the same way it has with every other team. You have the high expectations. They're going to make some type of a move. And as the deadline comes, you're looking at the clock like, well, they still have an hour. They still have 45 minutes. They still got 10 minutes. Deadline's over. Maybe they faxed it in and we're waiting.
Right. Go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing really well. And by the way, if they don't turn Roberto Clemente coming out of the clouds into a drop, they're missing out. You, that was hilarious. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
That's okay.
So the Tigers need not to make a bunch of big moves. And I'm with you guys on this because they're not going to make – we're not getting Ronald Acuña Jr., right? Okay? But teams in Major League Baseball right now, and you've named a few of them, but the Twins, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, you can go as far as like the St. Louis Cardinals, all have guys – I could name 15 of them. I'm not going to – nobody that's listening to us right now who knows who I don't know, Dylan Cease is, right? Okay?
Right.
But they need – they need at least one of all of those positions, reliever, starter, right-handed back. And even if their name's like the one I just mentioned, if they don't do that, there is absolutely no way that this team continues to be what they were in the first half.
No, I mean, listen, Aaron, I agree with you. I think what gives me some hope is they're one of the only teams in baseball that's not fully guaranteed, but almost guaranteed you're going to get in. And once you get in, weird stuff can happen, right? I'm not leaning on black magic here. It's just, I'm with you, is that I think when you have an opportunity to have a 10-11 game lead in the division near the deadline, it is absolutely go time. And Scott Harris's own words are, when this core is ready to win, we're going to spend big. We're going to spend around it. Well, spending also means trades, too. I mean, capital comes in human form. It comes in monetary form. I think this clubhouse, I think this manager, I think they deserve support. And yes, you want to be careful who you add. You know, you have a tight-knit clubhouse. You have a really good group. But man, if not now, when?
Right.
I mean, that's how I view it. So I'm hoping I'm wrong. I hope they do some big stuff. But
and that's why I said I wouldn't mind starting pitching, because when you look at it, we may not see Cobb. So now you're going in with the whole question mark. Oh, okay.
Right. I'll say so. Okay. Let's say Cobb doesn't pitch. And right, the last update I remember reading was, God, maybe 4 or 5 days ago. And it was, well, he could be back for the end of the year. That's what I read.
Well, think about it. He was retired. He was ready to go and fade away into the sunset.
You're aware I wasn't a fan of the sunset.
I understand. yes, Estelle Getty.
Between Cobb, Job, and a struggling Flaherty, you know, when you zoom back out, you go, okay, so yes, could I go into a playoff series and feel reasonably good that A, I have the best pitcher in the game at Scooble, of course, with Mize and Olsen as my 2-3? Yes, but it's not what I originally planned on. So I don't want to like dismiss people like you saying pitching. I'm trying to back your point.
No, I appreciate it.
Trying to be nice to you.
Thank you. Saratoga.
Yeah. Less 48 hours. 48 hours. I'm arriving. 48 hours.
All right.
48 hours.
I just want the chair.
48 hours.
I just want to see the chair of shame. Hopefully it's not the chair of shame this year.
I am going to attempt. I'm going to attempt this. There's a chance that Sunday I'm going to take G to the picnic. And if I can find that candid after he's lost 3-4 races with the losing tickets underneath the chair, we might do a picture 15 years later. I will attempt that for you.
Then and now.
That, right. Yeah. Same losing. All right, apparently we're doing 30-second commercial breaks. That was fun. Okay, so we're talking Tigers. I'm going to get to the ticket text. We've got Lions coming up at 3, a little football today. I've got some fun college football stuff for you. Not just Big Ten Media Day slander, but got some interesting coaching contract tidbits and just some fun things as we kind of now with Big Ten Media Days happening.
Yeah, and then before we get it, Petitti did acknowledge that he did send a letter. He wouldn't comment on what was in the letter from Michigan because the investigation is ongoing, but he did acknowledge he sent a letter to the NCAA.
It's the right move. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Yeah.
You know, that's privileged information. I don't think he's going to do a broad-based... Look, this is where people got screwed up yesterday. And look, our thoughts are very even-keeled. I have no idea, guys. A, I don't believe in the NCAA, so I've never believed, oh my God, lightning bolts and the big house is collapsing. No, because the world's a con. Mm-hmm. You cheated. Earth knows it. I'm good. But I don't tie my emotions into scumbags at the NCAA. But the reality is Petitti is in a no-win spot. That's what commissioners are. All commissioners are going to defend all member institutions under COI. I mean, it happened with Jim Delaney and the Big Ten. It happened with Greg Sankey and Numbnuts, Tennessee. I don't know. I mean, why was that report given the night before Big Ten Media Day? I have no idea. If nothing was going to happen, why leak the report? Mm-hmm. And if something happens, well, I have no idea what it'll be. There's nothing for me to react to. I'm honestly at a point, I hope it happens while I'm in Saratoga. I don't have to deal with it. Let Rico do it. I don't care. I just don't care. My team can't score a touchdown. None of this matters. You cheated. But that's it. So you can go. If anything interesting happens at Big Ten Media Day, we are rolling on it. We'll provide it to you.
Yeah, I guess they're maybe going in alphabetical order. I'm surprised MSU's not today because it's like basically the teams that nobody cares about are today. So
how nice of you. David, ticket text, though, as we wrap up our Tiger discussion. Go ahead, bud.
Torque, Baez, and McKinstry are overachieving, and it is starting to show. The regression is likely to be very ugly. This team lacks professional hitters and will be exposed if they make the playoffs.
There's no, I don't think there's an if. You got to start doing mathematics on this. Look, last year, math showed you that when you were 9.5 games out, you had a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs on August 10th. Okay? That 0.1% happened, and look at what it took. Now you're the team who's 10-11 games up. I'm sorry, but 99.9 with a bar over it, you're getting in. Don't overreact to a 7 out of 8 losing streak. Don't do it. It's baseball, man. Just chill out.
Right.
It's okay to talk about it, but don't all of a sudden go, sky is falling. Come on now.
Right. It's not like you only have a 2.5 game lead right now.
Well, if you played in a real division, it would really matter.
Right. That would be concerning right now. And I think the players, Mike, they're not going out there just kind of right before the All-Star game, it just looked like they lost their focus. They were just ready to celebrate the players, 6 players that made it in the Bat Boy, and the other ones had tee times. And when they played the Mariners, it was – guys, you want these games? Fine, take them. I'm on my phone right now. And now they're having a little trouble kickstarting it back to where they started the season.
And it's the challenge of baseball. You know it. I know it. I think fans know. It's hard, man. It's really difficult to lock in for 162 games. It's unique to anything else in sports. Football, you dial in that once a week. Yes, there's a ton of preparation. Yes, it's more physically taxing, damaging. But baseball, it still boils down to it's 162 games.
Yeah.
You're going to have some moments in here where things don't look right.
You can have a bad series. You can have a bad week, but it doesn't mean you have a bad team.
Correct. David, go ahead, Buck.
This is from AJ. He says, have to be buyers now. I'm not happy we're losing, but this is the best team in my opinion. Get a bat and an arm and go win the thing.
Yeah, I think if they do that, I'll live with what result happens. There's no guarantee. There's no move. I mean, look, the Dodgers right now have an offense that on paper should be a monolith. It's not. Mm-hmm. Not only because Muncy is out or Mookie Betts. I mean, his quote the other day, I've never been this bad in my life. Tommy Edman has been struggling. Teoscar Hernandez has been struggling. Like, that's the Dodgers. Like, nothing on, there's no guarantees. So give yourself the best opportunity, and I stand by it. A right-handed bat and a real, legit reliever, preferably more expensive with team control. I'll pay more to get more.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, hey, man, you might win the whole damn thing. You might fall on your face, but I think you got to give it a shot. I don't know how they would roll this lineup into the playoffs and think they're winning the World Series.
Right. It's just like another sports. I can't guarantee you a title, but I can almost – make it for certain that you won't get one if you don't make the additions. If you just go with status quo, man, that's going to be very tough to make it all the way through.
Oh, Brett Bielema looking good up there. Look at that little tie. I'm so used to seeing him in a muumuu. David?
It's Vegas, baby.
A couple weeks away from that muumuu. A solid trade deadline for the Tigers, for me, would be acquiring Keller and Bednar from the Pirates and Suarez from the D-backs. Don't think it's going to happen, but that would be great.
I'd be very careful.
D-backs wants pitching, young pitching.
I'd be very careful with Suarez. He's a rental. There's everyone on earth is after him.
Right.
And look, he's very boom or bust. Yeah, I mean, he's got a ton of home runs. He's also a guy barely hitting 200. I like him. I take him. I'd be happy with him. Hell, he's probably going to be a Yankee, so I'm going to have to live with him. But be careful overpaying for a rental. Like, I'd rather see you overpay for guys with term that can be a part of this organization the next 2 to 3 years, like a Bednar, like a Griffin Jacks, or like a Duran. I just would prefer, you know, I don't need sale pricing. Pay to freight.
I got you.
And go get something real. The Suarez thing, I think it's going to be a bidding war. I'd be stunned if the Tigers won the bidding war.
Yeah, like I said, Arizona wants pitching. So,
well, good. You don't have a lot of that.
Yeah.
You don't. No. Organizationally, you don't. Yes, David.
Karp makes a huge difference, and he's been out quite a while, coinciding with our decline. We'll be just fine when we get him back in the lineup.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think you're overstating it. In fact, Kerry Carpenter is having a down year compared to his career averages. You can look. It's factual. And we love, he is the official Tiger of our show. But acting as if Aaron Judge has been out and the offense is struggling without him, I'm sorry. You know, this is a guy who doesn't even play complete games some nights. I love Kerry, but come on now. You have plenty of left-handed hitting. In fact, you have too much of it. If you can't overcome the loss of Kerry Carpenter, how good are you in the first place? Answer that question. You know, the Red Sox overcame the injury of Alex Bregman, and they traded an all-star and got better.
They actually did.
So, no disrespect, but take it easy on the Kerry Carpenter adoration here. Jeez.
It's what these people do in this town.
But, David, is anything I said mean, no. Uncouth, untrue?
No.
No, it drives me crazy. Acting as if he's the linchpin to the entire thing. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, it was the same. We'll wait till Parker Meadows gets back.
You've got, and you know what? They overcame that. And Meadows has come back, and he's been terrible.
Right, but it was like, oh, well, he gets it. You know, wait
There's
till he
one
gets
player.
Back. Right.
There is one player, if you lost him, I would say, I don't know that you can overcome this, and I would absolve the team. It'd be Riley Green. You lose Riley Green.
I thought you were going to say Scooble.
No, oh, okay, if we're doing pitching. I'm saying standpoint.
From lineup. Gotcha.
Riley Green is your guy. That's your star, that's your anchor, that's your best pure power hitter, the whole bit. So I don't think we need to make stuff up. One more, David, and we'll get to some football.
As currently constructed, this is a 500 club at best. This team will not survive the ALDS unless moves are made.
Okay, well, Rico will be here to track it with you through the deadline.
We're going live to Saratoga.
That's fine, dude. You can call me. It's cool. Might be a little background noise, but you can call.
Ah, what? Ah.
is that how I sound?
Yes.
What is that?
What am I, a
That's
duck?
Mike. Ah.
Whoops.
Hold on.
That is not how I sound. I'll
Gee,
tell you.
How did I get this, Dad? What? What do you want?
Okay. That might happen. All right, let's get a little football in the mix. The music dictates the direction. David.
So, yes, training camp has arrived, and I have some NFL future bets for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them. I'm going to give you the book. I want to know.
Coach. Oh, wrong segment. My bad.
I want to know, would you bet this one? The okay. First one. Bijan Robinson to lead the NFL in rushing yards. FanDuel Sportsbooks has it at Plus 1,100.
I'd like to state for the record, Jim Costa should be doing this topic. These are him things and Rico things. It should be a Costa Rico or Costa Rica, whatever you guys did that one day, Costa Rico.
Yeah. Costa Rico.
I'm going to say no, because he still splits carries, specifically inside the 20, even inside the 25 with Tyler Algier. Running backs are too fragile.
Yeah.
And I am going to trust Mr. R.L. Beard to my left, a man who loved this player so much that he traveled with no baggage on a 19-hour trip to see him play a game. Michael Penix going to air this thing out. So I'm going to say no.
You know, part two of that may be coming up this fall.
So excited.
David, I would say no. You got to look at the guys, and I don't think Saquon's going to be as explosive as he was, but I look at somebody like Derrick Henry. I think that's a safer bet. I would pass on Bijan.
Next on the list, this is from DraftKings. Miami Dolphins under 6.5 is at +170.
I would bet it. I think the Dolphins are going to suck. I really do. And I think there's a chance you see a coaching change. Remember, when guys are cute and funny and quirky, it's cool when you win. But then when you start losing, you look like an idiot. And McDaniel is on the other side of that, and I'm very worried, and Stephen Ross does not play around. I'm going to go. I am all out on the Dolphins this year.
David, the sad reality is I can see the Dolphins starting off 5-3 and still not making that bet.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm going to go, yes, I'm going to go over. I think they will hit at least 7 games. They'll start off fast, but they'll fizzle like they normally do.
This one is also from DraftKings. Bengals to miss the playoffs at +130.
I go back and forth on this because, look, obviously the Ravens to me are going to win the division and the Browns are clearly not. Other than that, I look at Pittsburgh as being around a 500 team, and I still believe there's too much noise around the Bengals. And Trey Hendrickson with screenshots of not being in the state of Ohio.
Well, your two rush edges are not in camp. One hasn't signed yet, the rookie.
Yeah. No, I think there's too much noise. Even today, Mike Brown spoke. I'm going to say
no.
I would say no, too. And then Burrow demands a trade and wants to be a New York Giant. And he can wear fur coats and bleach blonde hair and do whatever he wants. He'll be Joe Namath 2.0.
Jackson Dart.
To hell with him. Throw him in the garbage.
Dangerous?
Wow.
I need Jersey Joe.
Mr. Dangerous.
SpaceX rocket. Carry on.
Next one here is from
Coach.
Wait, he had on sunglasses indoors. Go ahead, David.
FanDuel Sportsbook has this next one. Before I give it, this is Mike Evans.
Okay.
He has had 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards receiving or more.
Yeah.
So, over 925.5 receiving yards at -114.
I'm going to go under. Father Time is undefeated. They've added receivers, including Abuka in the first round. They had McMillan from last year. I just I love Mike Evans. Pro's pro.
I'm going to go over because I still think he's their big-time home run guy. Like when the chips are down, I don't know if Baker can trust the new guys, but he knows what he has in Mike.
How dare you?
We all believe in Mike.
You're an Abuka slap. You love that guy.
I do. But to me, he's more of a almost like a possession type thing in the NFL.
What an insult.
Wow. It's not an insult.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I'm going to let it go.
You should play for the UFL.
What happened to your loyalties? I thought you loved him.
Bro, you could make a killing as a possession receiver.
CFL, Rico says. CFL.
Damn. He soured on him. I'll tell
I'm
you
not
what.
Souring on him. I'm saying Mike Evans is that guy that I think if Baker Mayfield is scrambling, he's looking for Mike Evans. He's not looking for him.
I love Mike Evans, but he's old. So all right, hey, put it on the board. I don't care.
You know what?
Maybe
he goes, you know, Jerry Rice with the ball, corn rolls.
I just saw that those old highlights in Seattle.
That was a look.
Coach.
Why do your rows start behind your earlobes?
Because
I'm bald.
Why am I in a Letterman jacket? And then we're indoors.
Oh, this next one is just for Mike. I want to know if he's going to put his money where his mouth is. It's from Bet River Sportsbook. New England Patriots to make the playoffs at +148.
Yes. I'm all in. The way Rico loves Emeka Abuka is my love for Drake May. I think they got a real coach. Josh McDaniels, an elite OC. Drake May was my number one quarterback, even above Caleb. Yes, they're going to make the playoffs. Do I get worried that Steph Diggs is a part of this team? Yes. But I truly believe they've got a real star of a head coach. They got a star of an OC, and I think they got a star of a quarterback. That's the hat trick. They're making it.
Not yet, David.
To hell with you.
No.
Coach.
They're up and coming. Not yet.
Damn it.
To see them actually make it. Think about this. Not the man I'm looking at, but last year at this time, with Cousins going to Atlanta and all the weapons that they had, you thought that the Falcons were going to turn this thing around. So I
Did
need
you
to see
comp
you actually,
Drake May to Kirk Cousins. How dare you?
You know what?
How
I don't know how
dare
Drake
you?
May handles losses. I don't know if he, you know, ain't he hangs leaving. Out with his family.
Nerdy white QBs? Sure.
So don't worry, Mike, because this next one, we know for sure Rico's going to take this
one. Yeah, let me hear this.
From Fanatic Sportsbook, the 49ers to win the NFC West at plus 175.
Oh, it's a no-brainer. They're just going to be the best.
No, they just signed Equanimeous St. Brown. So they're hurting in the wide receiver room where, yeah, I would take any of those guys that Tampa has. So, David.
Under.
Probably not. You're probably looking at the Rams.
McCaffrey calf strain. Under.
Last two years.
Under.
And here's what I hope, David.
Under.
I hope Russell Wilson goes out there and leads the Giants to a 10-7 year.
I'll take it. I'd be thrilled.
And they make the playoffs.
I'd be thrilled.
And he gets a long-term deal.
Also thrilled. Don't even care. I just want my dad to be happy. Make the playoffs.
They'll be on that Pittsburgh Steeler plan.
I know.
You know what?
It beats the Giants plan, whatever you call that. Seriously. The Giants plan has been wrapping their lips around a tailpipe of an automotive vehicle the last decade.
It's a slow cook process.
Gas pipe.
It's a slow cook process.
The Giants plan has been tinfoil, a spoon, and a lighter. You figure out the rest.
Let it breathe.
And the final.
Are you kidding me?
Futures bet here is from DraftKings. It is Dak Prescott to throw for 4,000 yards at plus 130.
Yeah, I'm in.
I think so. I mean, his owner just kind of lit a fire. Like, I paid him all this money and he got hurt. Like, for real?
They're going to have to throw the ball.
I took a stray because you don't want to pay the defensive edge guy.
You should take, take a stray for the Super commercials.
Hey, man, somebody's got to make the
cable. Yeah, but those are bad. I'm sorry.
Has there ever been a good Chunky Soup commercial?
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying.
McNabb and his mother?
No,
was
but
close.
It made me hate. That was his fake mom, wasn't it?
I thought that was his real mom.
Either way, didn't like her. I didn't like.
Wait, which
that's
one was
ridiculous?
That was for me. I'm sorry. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I was about to say it was a Giant, right?
Huh?
Didn't one of the Giants have a Campbell Soup commercial?
No, LTD crack. That's different. Chunky soup crack. LT like that crack chowder.
I was going to say it was Michael Strahan. Never mind. I'm done.
On that note, that is
Ian. Giants do all those commercials for that? No, LT liked hookers. It's different.
In football today.